Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:38. I'm Mike Derler with you, and joining me in the studio right now, as always, it's fun to have her in here, Brenda Dorsey with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me, as always.
Oh, you bet. Not a problem. Well, we had Bowl for Kids' Sakes. We had a good time out there. I tried to throw a couple of balls. Didn't work out well with that injury, but we gave it our best shot.
I have a great picture. I can't wait to get it off my phone and get it onto your email.
Well,
and onto many other emails, I should say, too.
Yeah, bribe me. So, blackmail me.
It's a great picture.
It's a great picture. But we did have a good time out there visiting with everybody. And a lot of folks had a lot of fun that day. And you met the goal, raised some good funds there and stuff. Tell us about that.
Okay, so we absolutely more than raised the goal. Our goal from Albuquerque is set at 25,000. And I always know that that's a pretty low goal for Otero County for sure. So I typically raise that goal personally for our county and say that we want to raise at least 40,000. Last year we made it, but they also let me count in-kind donations.
Yeah.
So like radio spot time, things that people do for like door prize people gifts or whatever. I was able to count that too. And so we did really well. But this year they decided that they were only going to count actual cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a little nervous about it because that came after I said my push goal was 40 grand.
Right.
And I thought, ah. And so, but we made, right now, if you go to the website, it shows that we made a little over 41,000.
Oh, very good.
We have a donation that's kind of out in limbo. It kind of went to the national office instead by accident. When it comes in, we'll have made over $42,000 this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, we had some sponsors there. I like your list there. That's a pretty cool list.
I thought, what am I going to do? I do not have these all typed up yet. Okay. And I thought, I'm going to grab a t-shirt.
There you go.
Anyway, I have our t-shirt, so that's how I'm going to tell about our sponsors.
Yeah, do that.
But you know what? I have to say, this is how other people notice our sponsors too.
Yeah.
They don't walk up to me and say, oh, could you show me that list again? No. You know, they look at these t-shirts that are worn all year round.
Right.
And we always have our title sponsors right at the top. And so, of course, your radio station is right at the top. And then we have Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, who also was a title sponsor. And then we have Burt Broadcasting. So those were our three title sponsors. And I didn't think it ever mattered to really put them on here by levels. But I talked to somebody, and they were real excited that they'd moved up a level.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, maybe that is important, you know. Yeah. So our next level was Kingpin Sponsors. And for that, we have the other radio station over at by the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Exciter. Sorry. I think they've changed names, or I've at least not.
They changed names to
okay.
Exciter Media.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I get confused on what their name is now. We have the Eagles Club, and it's actually the Friends of the Eagles donated a bundle to us. I told them next year, if they donate just a little teeny bit more, they'll go up to be a title sponsor. They're real excited about that. And then we have Local Credit Union. So those are our Kingpin sponsors. Our strike sponsors are Otero County Electric Co-op, Scenic Chapel, TDS, and Grace United Methodist Church. And then our lane sponsors. We have a lot of lane sponsors this year. And lane sponsors should not be minimized, because that's $750 donation.
Right.
And that's our bread and butter.
Yeah.
You know, if we only have a couple of those, we don't get very far. They're
right.
The ones that kind of bring that total to where we need it to be. Mm. So that's USA Insurance, Moose Lodge, Mesa Verde, Casa Auto Group, Bank 34, White Sands Rotary Club. Oh, gosh. That's the sad thing about that. Williams Counseling, Corinth Baptist Church, Oscars Tinning, First National Bank, Pioneer Abstract. And then we always thank our people that help out a little bit with the event. So, of course, the Winner's Circle, they give us a little off on the t-shirts. Rocket City give us a little bit off. This year they had to give us a little more than they predicted off, because we needed extra lanes.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to rewrite the contract. So they gave us a little extra this year than they planned on.
Wow.
And then Thrive, of course, is always supporting
us
in every which way. So
yeah.
Super excited for all the people that gave to us and how generous they were. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about Otero County is that every year we have a few that donate immediately. And then we have others that are kind of a little on the lag side, but we always come in. You guys always come in for us. And I will guarantee you every penny that you give us goes right back to the Otero County kids.
Yeah.
And we have so many schools this year. Tularosa, I'll just use this as a quick example. The principal over at Tularosa told me the other day, my goal is to have all of the kids in my school, the high school bigs, ready by the first day of school.
Wow.
So, I mean, she doesn't even want to mess around with the first couple of months trying to vet them and all of that. She wants them to make their commitment right now and have us start working on that. Yucca, we started out when we rekindled our matches over there. We started out with about, I want to say 40, and then we moved up to about 60, and now we're at about 85. Mm-hmm. Next year, Yucca's goal is to match the entire school.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have goals like that, Mountain View, because I've named it another community, I've named an elementary. Let me speak for a minute about Mountain View. Mountain View Middle School, the principal over there, I told her, hey, we've got some matches coming up from the elementary level. Are you supportive of that? And are you still wanting us to be in your school? Typically, the middle schools have told us, no, we don't have that time. We can't let the kids out of class. You know, they have not seen the value in mentoring. And I felt really bad about that. Danielle Kuzmak is the principal over there. And she told me, Brenda, our doors are open from the front to the back for anything you need for your mentors. So we absolutely not only want those matches coming over here from Yucca, but we want you to keep making matches at our schools. So this money helps us to be able to do that because every one of our matches is not covered by the by our federal and state grant.
Right.
And so this money helps us be able to say yes, yes, yes constantly to Otero County children. And I just love that and cannot thank the community enough for the support they gave us this year.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that because I know these mentors aren't paid and stuff. So how is this money used when we can match and get more mentors and match them with the littles?
Okay, so part of the money is used for you. You guys all understand that safety is number one paramount.
Right.
And so we have to do fingerprints on every big, even if it's a high school student. So we do fingerprints and background check on every one of our bigs. So, of course, that's not free.
Right.
And then we do activities that we allow our bigs and littles to come together. Like, for instance, tomorrow, all day from 8:30 to 2:30, we're going to be over at Yucca Elementary School, and we're going to celebrate 100 matches over there. Mm-hmm. So that's 100 high school kids and 100 elementary school kids that we're going to go over and have like a huge field day for just our matches tomorrow over there. So some of the money goes for things like that. Some of the money goes for, it does not go to our salaries.
Right.
So when people think, well, I don't want Brenda to get a raise. I'm not paying, I'm not giving a bowling, I'm not giving money for Brenda to get a raise. Trust me, I don't get one. but anyway, this money doesn't go for that. This money goes right back into children. I can promise you that. And every match cost us money to make it. I mean, you know, we've got to go over and interview the kiddos. We've got copy costs in itself can become astronomical when you consider ink and copy paper for all the applications that we do, the interviews that we do.
Right.
And I will say that the applications in itself, people will say, well, do them online. Otero doesn't want to do them online. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get that. But they want paper copies. They want paper in their hands. So we sometimes will run off 100 copies to get back 50 applications. But it's like, you know what? If people want to have those in their hands, then they lose them. Then we make them again. We don't want to tell people, you know what? You need to hang on to this. These are volunteer people. These are people giving us their children. These are people offering to give us their time. So this money allows us to just ignore that fact and not sit and penny pinch every solitary thing we do that helps us make the match.
Right. Yeah. So it's all good things. And like you said, it's paramount to the safety and stuff. So we get the background checks and the fingerprinting. So we make sure that everybody stays safe in this whole situation. So, well, let's talk about one other thing. You were telling me off air in the other room that you're getting ready to move your church from Bowles Acres into Calvary Baptist up here on Scenic Drive.
Okay, so
Indian Wells.
Okay, so not the church. We're getting ready to move Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yes.
From
906 Virginia.
906 Virginia.
To up to 1200 Indian Wells up in Calvary Baptist Church. So no wonder your face looked kind of funny when I was saying that. You were probably like, wow, Brenda, that doesn't typically happen that churches will join that easily.
So, okay, now I'm straight. So we're moving the offices of Big Brothers and Big Sisters to Calvary Baptist Church up on Indian Wells.
Yes.
And so, but that's also going to create some other things, because Calvary Baptist Church, which your husband is the minister of, is giving you guys room for not only the office, but also to hold some events there as well.
Absolutely. So they have been so overly generous, and honestly, because it started out with us just needing all the office space around the fellowship hall. And so we were pretty much going to stay down in that area. But then it's like, okay, where do we put our conference room? Where do we put our copy machines? Yeah. So we pretty much are taking over a lot of their building. But it's a small congregation, and they feel like us being in that building, they support our mission a lot. Mm-hmm. And they feel like us being in that building can help the church. Mm-hmm. And we guarantee that the church is helping us, because it's much cheaper rent, mm-hmm. for sure. We can have our events. And one of the things I was sharing a little bit with you is that our hope is to open our agency up this summer and be able to have space for littles and bigs to actually come to our offices, mm-hmm. to be able to meet with their littles and get out of the sun, but come in and play some games, come in and we got a ping pong table there, you know, come in and do some different things, some arts and crafts maybe, or maybe bring something they want to do with their little, mm-hmm. but we'll have an inside air conditioned space and some tables that they can set up at. We will be in the agency, so therefore they have supervision, mm-hmm. but they will be able to afford to do that. And we're debating right now, and I say debating because I try to really give my team voice. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about it yesterday. We're trying to decide on what times and what days and what it would look like. We're thinking we want to tap into right before free and reduced lunch, mm-hmm. for summer programs, or free lunch, I guess it is, for summer program. We want to tap into that so that our families, when they come back to pick up their littles or come back to get their high school bigs, that they could take them to free lunch before they take them home.
Right.
So we want to make our hours kind of around that, where that works. But we want to open the agency up so that during the day, we've had that as a concern, that people have told us it's super easy in the fall and the winter and the spring to find time to do activities with our littles. But in the summer, it's so hot that if we don't want to either go to Cloudcroft, or we don't want to do something in a restaurant, or we don't want to swim, then we're sweating. And so this will give them an opportunity to spend some time with their littles in a place that's going to be air conditioned, mm-hmm. and it'll give us time to do a little bit of relationship building while we're having a little bit of a slower time. I always tell my staff, I'm not going to tell you it's slow in the summer, because every time I say it's slow, then everybody's busy. Like, are you kidding me? When is it slow? We don't have 5 minutes to breathe, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not telling them it's slow, but it's a little slower for us. And we are being able to have our family fun nights over there. We've already been doing that ever since March. So we know it's a great place to have our family fun nights. We've been able to support the numbers that have come. They have a beautiful kitchen area for us to put up our foods, for the pizza and stuff that we have, the drinks and stuff that we have for our families when they come to family fun night. It's just been a really, really good. I think the ping pong table has been my biggest problem. Everybody loves it, but everybody wants to be on it.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out. I'm going back to my school days and going, okay, how do we schedule stuff? I remember that we did this where there was a timer, and there was just you sign up your name, and then when the timer goes off, the next people come on. Mm. I remember this. I taught. I was a principal. Come on, Brenda, figure it out.
So one ping pong table. Sounds to me like you need another one.
Well, maybe so, but I'm not sure how much room we have, because we have a nice carpeted area that we're going to be able to like put on a movie if somebody wanted to see movies. Mm-hmm. We've got table areas for all kinds of arts and crafts and games and fun things like that. So I do know, Mike, that we're still going to need to rent like the Willie Estrada Center, Civic Center, for our Christmas party, because we are now running about 200 matches.
Yeah.
And when you figure that 200 matches means 400 people.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times in my head, I'll go, you know, we have 100 matches at the school level. We really have about 138, but we have 100 matches pretty much at Yucca. And I think of that. And so I'm like, okay, so we need 100 something, something. And somebody will go, we need 200. And I'm like, no, we have 100 matches. And they're like, Brenda, that's 100 times two, duh. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, gosh, yeah.
You used to be a principal.
I know. I never was very good at math, though, Mike. But I can do 100. I can do 100 times two. But then I think, well, you know what? Those 100 other kids are high schoolers. So really, we're serving 200 kids right there, because those high schoolers, we're serving them too. They're kids.
Right.
And so it's just amazing to see the growth that we've had. It's so much fun to watch the different people that are coming into our activities. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to know so many of the families that it's like just so much fun. The last one we had, I talked to them about how they felt about us maybe opening up the business this summer for their kiddos and their bigs to come. Mm-hmm. I talked to littles. I talked to high school bigs. I talked to community-based bigs. And I talked to parents. And they were all 100% in agreement that they thought that would be fabulous. So, and then my staff said it would be fabulous. So that's the other piece. You know, when you have workers that are like, we could sit in our offices and twiddle our thumbs for a couple of hours this summer when it's a little bit slower. But they're like, no, and you know what? We could maybe even come out and do a few activities with them and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I have a staff right now that really, really loves our mission mm-hmm. and wants to do everything they can to support kids. So that's just fabulous.
Oh, that's great. And so you'll be moving. When will this move take place?
Well, it's interesting, Mike, because it's been in motion since the end of March. And you know how you procrastinate. Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't, but I do. And about things I don't want to do. I told Misty it's interesting. People will go, you're always so on top of things. It's because I love to do so many things. The things I don't love to do, I'm not on top of them at all. There's just not that many things I hate.
Yeah.
But moving is one of them.
Yeah.
So this morning I was actually packing up some boxes for my office. But the big move itself is going to take place Monday, the 15th. That's when our copy machine is going to be moved. That's when our internet will be moved. And that's when our furniture will all be moved. So after that, we'll still be doing a few back and forths, doing some lingering stuff that we just didn't get finished. But the official move date is Monday. And it's like, and I just told you, tomorrow we're tied up all day over at Yucca. So it's like, But Monday is our official move date. And we're just hoping and praying everything goes the way we expect it. Because you know what can happen with internet and copy machines and furniture and stuff like that. So our plan is May 15th, we're heading out. And so we'll start really like putting new addresses on stuff starting around that time.
All right. And that new address is going to be?
1200 Indian Wells. And so far, pizza places have missed it two or three times. They've come to 1200 Indiana. They've gone over to Big Brothers Big Sisters and been in our parking lot. So we're going to have to really get that out, that it's 1200 Indian Wells. And it's right there on the corner of Cuba. There's an Alsip's on one side of Cuba, and we're on the other side of Cuba. And so it's a huge church. And it's I don't know if this is appropriate to say when I'm on Big Brothers Big Sisters time, but we've had some people come visit the church that have come to our family fun nights. So it really is supporting both the church and us, which since I'm kind of like in the middle on both, then that's been really helpful.
Right.
Yeah. And we're not pushing it. So if I have any listeners that are like, well, I don't want them to try to make my kid become a Baptist or no, we're not pushing church at all. It just so happens that we're located in a church. And if people don't have a church home, they make a decision they might like to come to our church. So we're still Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We are 100% inclusive of all races, religions, sexual orientations. Completely for our kids and our bigs. Nothing has changed about the mission or vision of Big Brothers Big Sisters, regardless of the fact that we're inside a church.
There you go. So, and that's going to be 1200 Indian Wells. And now start, we'll just say about Tuesday, give you a chance to get everything moved.
Yeah, and then they can always use my phone number. My phone number is never going to change.
Yeah.
So it's 575-708-0716. And even if the internet is down, that phone number will work. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that everything lines up, you know, the stars line up. The guy in Albuquerque, the IT guy in Albuquerque, told me the biggest problem that typically has happened in moves is not getting your internet back up the way you're expecting it to come. Mm-hmm. So that you're all back online. And the good thing about pandemic and COVID, if there is great things about that, is that everybody learned they can work from home.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario, it will not put us out from not doing our jobs.
Right.
It will just put us relocating for a little while till we get that all squared away. So hopefully that's not going to happen, but I already have a backup plan just in case.
There you go. So, all right. Well, what's coming up this summer?
So this summer we're going to do three different pool events. So we're going to do the first one I have right in my mind. That's June 24th. June 24th, we're renting the rec center pool. And it's going to be an event for our bigs and our littles. And it's an enticer for you guys to get your kids, get your applications in. If you're going to be part of our program, you might as well jump on board and get a free summer. Three times we're going to rent the pool. Yeah. So the pool is going to be just for our kids and their bigs only. So it's really nice. We did it last year once, and it was fabulous. So this year we're doing that three times. It's free day at the White Sands on August 4th. So we're going to try to plan an outdoor activity for August 4th and get all of our bigs and littles to be able to do that since that's free day. We're still going to continue our two times a month family fun nights. So we'll still have those. We've been doing one on like a Saturday and then one on an evening. So we're kind of calling them family fun night, family fun day. But we're going to still do those over the summer. Constantly doing tablings and recruiting. So if people want us to come to their businesses, like I've mentioned a ton about schools and I've mentioned a ton about high school bigs, but you know what? We need the community bigs back involved. We are down to probably, and I don't want to say down because we're actually up from COVID to probably about 10 community people that are actually involved in the schools. And that number needs to quadruple so fast because honestly, our kids need role models that are in different work industries. They're getting a little bit of role model from their high school big, and they love having someone that's close to their age, or you know, they appear to be close to their age, but still look like kind of an adult to a little kid. But they need to see different professions so that they can talk to people and maybe pick that career that they might want to go into. Or, you know, they just need some more maturity and more experience like us older people have. And so if you have a business and you would like to have us come and present to your staff, we can come to staff meetings, we can do a tabling at one of your lunch times. I mean, whatever you guys need us to do, we would love to come and be there and explain all the different programs we have. We have a lunch buddy program, we have a community-based program, we have a site-based program, we have a it's not named, but we have a program that you can do during your lunch time. So maybe you're not going to be a lunch buddy because they're not eating, but maybe you're going to be taking your lunch at that time. We have an outdoor mentoring program. So there's so many different opportunities for Big Brothers Big Sisters that we just don't talk about all of them because they all come under site-based and community-based.
Right.
But there's so many opportunities. And if you're going, well, I don't know how that would fit, I can almost promise you, if you talk to me, I can figure out how it will fit. And if it doesn't fit, guess what? That's called new program.
There you go.
And then we make a program that does fit. So we need adults, we need mentors, we need bigs, because the more I push for littles, my staff constantly says, do we have bigs?
Right.
And I'm like, they will come. You know, I don't remember who said that statement, but put it out there and they will come. That's what I'm hoping for.
Came from a baseball movie, The Field of Dreams.
There you go.
Build it, they will come.
There you go. That's my mantra.
There you go. So, all right, coming up Monday, the big move to 1200 Indian Wells for Big Brothers and Big Sisters from 506 Virginia.
906 Virginia.
From 906 Virginia to 1200 Indian Wells at the corner of Indian Wells and Cuba inside the Calvary Baptist Church. You going to have a sign out there or something?
Yeah, we got to get some signage because our signage right now is pretty pathetic, I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
But we got to get some signage for sure. We will be getting some signage up there. And so that's a goal. That's a goal. Again, I hate spending money that people give us for kids on anything that we need. But let's face it, we do need to make sure that we have where people know where we are.
Yeah.
And so some of these things are needs, but it's like, ugh. You know, it's just hard to spend that money for those kinds of things.
There you go. We'll figure that out. So, Brenda Dorsey, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So, we'll talk to you at the next month or at an event. So,
yes, and next month I'm going to have Miguel come in my place. I asked him if he would because I'm actually on vacation.
Good.
Next month I'm going to go a little after Memorial Day weekend, and I'll be off until the Monday after 12th, I think it is, June 12th. I'll be back. So, Miguel, I've asked him if he'll come be me.
There
and he said he'll do it. So.
All right. We'll look forward. What's Miguel's last name?
Viscara. Viscara. V-I-S-C-A-R-R-A.
Miguel, have him reach out to me.
I will. All right. I will.
Brenda Dorsey with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Check it out, folks.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.